This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a light breeze perfect for an afternoon stroll. Ein Lut remains warm and sunny. Here are today's headlines. First, according to JNS from earlier today, the IDF is investigating the departure of soldiers from a base due to a dispute over unit traditions. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that a Hamas official insists Israel must approve the Board of Peace disarmament deal, or Hamas will reject it. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that the IDF has demolished Hezbollah tunnels below Beaufort Ridge in southern Lebanon. Separately, I-24 News reveals that former President Trump announced a Board of Peace agreement for Hamas disarmament, overcoming Iranian opposition. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the U.S. sees progress toward a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza, though Israeli officials remain skeptical. Here's what people are saying online. Danny Dannon, an Israeli politician, posted minutes ago reflecting on the 1929 Hebron massacre, emphasizing ongoing terror against Israelis. Visegrad 24 reports that Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has announced plans to deploy buoys at the pier in Ceuta as a temporary response to legal challenges. Alex Plitzas, a U.S. security analyst, is scheduled to appear live on CNN to discuss Middle East updates. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF investigation. The probe focuses on a recent incident where soldiers left their base following disagreements over unit traditions. These soldiers belong to an infantry battalion active in the ongoing conflict with Hamas in Gaza. Understanding the reasons behind such disputes is crucial for maintaining unit cohesion during operations, reports JNS. Turning to the disarmament deal, a Hamas representative stressed the importance of Israel's approval for the phased agreement. Without it, Hamas threatens to refuse the deal entirely. This development, reported by the Jerusalem Post, highlights the fragile nature of peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details the destruction of Hezbollah tunnels in southern Lebanon. The tunnels were targeted after a recent drone attack. The move aims to curtail Hezbollah's capabilities, with implications for regional security dynamics. Connected to this, I-24 News highlights Trump's announcement of a disarmament agreement with Hamas. Despite Iran's attempts to dissuade Hamas, the U.S. pushed through the deal. This marks a significant diplomatic achievement and could redefine power balances in the region. Finally, Axios discusses the U.S. perspective on the disarmament and reconstruction deal in Gaza. Although hopeful, Israeli officials expressed doubts about Hamas's commitment. The outcome of this deal could shape future relations and stability in the area. Turning to business and markets, first, Walla Business reports that Arbex, a new major player in the paper and hygiene market, has begun operations in Israel. This follows a strategic merger promising to shake up the market. Separately, Globes reports on a new Dutch ban on goods from the Golan Heights. This move could strain Israel's trade relations with the Netherlands. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Mare plans to expand significantly, with thousands of housing units expected to receive permits by 2028. This reflects ongoing urban renewal and growth efforts in the country. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest API based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.